This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Today was just it's an odd day, right? We see the start of the Western Conference Finals, which is, it's the Western Conference Finals. Like, we got to wait a little bit for the Eastern Conference Finals, obviously, but it's like that in-between period. Like, it's kind of a disappointment sitting as a Cavs fan, and kind of almost bittersweet because we're seeing the NBA season come to an end. We're at the exciting part for basketball, but as Cavs fans, it's like, well, that's supposed to be us. I mean, we're supposed to be there tomorrow taking on the Knicks to start the year. And then, no, you're not. You're actually sitting at home. We're having conversations about Jared Allen, Darius Garland, the progression of Evan Mobley, and everything beyond. But a lot of things coming out from Browns OTAs and the way that the team is going to handle things that I think have a lot of us sort of wrapping our head, right? We'll get into a lot of it throughout the show, including it seems like it's going to be Kenny Pickett taking the first team reps and Dylan Gabriel in the second team reps. Draws questions for Joe Flacco, although I think it's just because he's old. And you got more things beyond that. Shador ranking at the bottom of the quarterback class coming into practice and coming to this offseason program. And, of course, sort of where Deshaun fits in. Because that was another thing that I did not think we were going to have to talk about today. Was just the likelihood of Deshaun being around. And it really spurred on us yesterday, and we spent a little bit of time on it. Because Mary Kay Cabot had thrown out a tweet and put up an article over on Cleveland.com. Basically detailing the fact that, well, Deshaun posting pictures on an Instagram, which of course we went through, we double checked, we confirmed, throwing passes to David Bell and Jerry Jeudy. It's like, okay, that begins to sort of wrap your head. And it's like, okay, where does Deshaun fit into this? But then on top of that, hey, if we really go and look at this, then we have a little thing with Deshaun where Mary Kay doubles down today. She was on with Baskin and Phelps. And she talked about Deshaun and sort of the spot that he's in right now and where he stands with the Cleveland Browns.
Deshaun is absolutely invested and committed in being here. And I thought that was interesting. The rhetoric that we're getting on this whole thing, except for when Jimmy Haslam said that it was a big swing and a miss, the door is left open a crack that, you know, maybe, just maybe, it's not 100% over yet for him here.
So that's not something that I think many of us were sort of expecting because, listen, I'll put it out there the way that I think Mary Kay absolutely intended it because I think you can hear it in her tone. That wasn't, don't be surprised if you see Deshaun Watson this year. That's very much a possibility. It might not be 100% over. There's a sliver of a chance that Deshaun actually finds the field this year and competes in a quarterback room that I think the rest of the NFL looks at and goes, well, that's a desert wasteland. There's nothing there. You got a 40-year-old, a reclamation project, and two rookies taken towards the end of the third round and beyond. It's not a quarterback class that you look at and you think, wow, that's the room that we're all staring at trying to figure out what's going to happen. Not in a good way. It's more that the rest of the NFL and NFL fans are looking around at the Browns. It's like the car wreck you can't take your eyes off of. It's like, well, I'd like to not have to watch how this plays out, but I kind of feel like I have to. I think that's where a lot of people are. But when it comes to Deshaun and the possibility being there, I would have thought when I hear Jimmy Haslam say it's a swing and a miss to go get Deshaun and pay him $230 million, openly admitting, throwing it out there to the public and letting that be known, I thought that was the end of it. It's like, okay, there's sort of your nail in the coffin, door slammed shut. We don't have to worry about Deshaun anymore. But instead, this feels like something a lot more open on the table. And it's like, okay, maybe there's a window. Maybe there's an idea that Deshaun can sort of come back and that he can be here and actually help this team, you know, be something for this team beyond what it is and what we've seen. And I think for a lot of Browns fans, it's not something they want. I think we've gone through this ringer. I think you've seen it. You've done it. That's enough. How many more times do you have to see Deshaun Watson continue to roll on the field, not look like the quarterback of old, and put this team in a point where the offense is simply stagnant? And we know what happened with the offense with Deshaun as the main guy under the helm. It was, well, we were running a Stefanski offense. Stefanski thought Deshaun could fit into it. And instead, somehow, we ended up within a couple of years rearranging everything, going to Ken Dorsey, calling the plays, a lot of shotgun, and nothing that Kevin was used to. Because as far as we know, Deshaun didn't want to buy into the Kevin Stefanski scheme and the system that he runs. So what's going to be different? What's going to change with that? And I think that for a lot of Browns fans, in I don't fall into this category, but it certainly would be something I don't want to see. But I almost think that hurts your fandom. Like, if you have to watch Deshaun go back out there again and go through the pain that you've already endured and being the team that ended up coughing up the fully guaranteed money, being the laughingstock of the NFL when it doesn't pan out, and the Browns just not learning their lesson, not realizing that, hey, guys, we've, again, been there, done this. How have you not figured it out? How have you not figured out that Deshaun was never the answer? Because he's simply not. Like, I don't know what more we need to see out of Deshaun to actually go through and confirm that fact, but I've seen it all. And if you're sitting there and you go, Deshaun Watson plays this year, it's going to be really hard to root for the Browns in 2025. I'd look at you and say, how could I blame you? You know what the result is. You know everything that you've seen out of it. So I wouldn't be able to blame anybody who's sitting there and having that opinion. But I also understand where Mary Kay's coming from. Not that I want to see Deshaun, not that I'm okay with it. But if you go and you look, I mean, even a Deshaun from the last couple of years who was not moving, the offense looked bad. You put him in a room with the four quarterbacks that the Browns currently have. It's not tough to imagine a world where Deshaun might be your best starting quarterback. Is he a $230 million quarterback? Is he going to be the answer for the franchise? No, absolutely not. That's not even remotely on the table. But I do think there's a world where he could outplay two rookies, Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. That has to be somewhere in that equation. That has to be something that's in consideration. Because I think that if you continue to view Deshaun as the $230 million man, and that's all you ever see from it, and when you look at him on a football field, all you can think of is the amount of money you pay him, yeah, you're never getting over that. it's never going to be the product that you want. But if you view Deshaun right now as just one of the five quarterbacks in the room and who's going to be the best and who could win out, a bought-in Deshaun Watson might genuinely be the guy to win you football games, if that's what you're looking to do. Again, I don't think that's the route that the Browns should be going. I think this is a year of establishing and finding your quarterback of the future and attempting to do that. But if you came down to the conclusion that we want to win football games, Deshaun's probably in that conversation. He's at least is somebody that you throw out there that I think, again, it's just not hard to see him outplay the four guys in the room right now. I don't think he'd blow them out of the water, but he could give them a run for their money. But that's not what the goal is here. On paper, I could see it. In actuality, I would think that Deshaun, despite what he's posting on social media, would not want to suit up for the Cleveland Browns again, would not want to suit up in front of this fan base again, who, may I remind you, booed him off the field following a tear of his Achilles tendon. Is that not really all you need to see, all you need to hear? If that's the type of reaction you have to a starting quarterback going down, guys, his time in that city is done. And Cleveland never bought into Deshaun. And rightfully so. I mean, you paid him a lot of money and he didn't play well. But you were never bought into Deshaun Watson. He did nothing to make you do, have you go through that process to actually believing in him. And even when we did have the slightest bit of hope for what he could be on the field, he more than let you down. If Deshaun starts this year in any way, if it's week 18 and Deshaun's on the field, Browns fans are going to lose their mind. And I will by no means be the person sitting there telling you that you'd be wrong for it, that it's not right to go and treat a human being like that. Because that at that point, I look at the Cleveland Browns and I say, are you out of your mind? You know the reaction coming. Everybody knows the reaction that's following. And it would be another instance where I look at the Browns and say, congratulations, you're out of touch. You somehow lost the pulse on this fan base. It's not all about the product on the field at the end of the day. And putting out the best product, it's putting out a product that people want to see and people can buy into. Especially in a year where you're projected to be the team with the worst record across the NFL. It's not about, does Deshaun give you the best chance? It's the fact that his time has come and gone. There's no hope for Deshaun Watson playing in Cleveland anywhere beyond the contract that you have him attached to. And if you see him on the field this year, there's not a lot of things that make Browns fans go, I'm not watching the Cleveland Browns from here on out. I think that's one of the things that people would probably say, I'm done watching the Cleveland Browns from here on out. 216-474-0092. Would a Deshaun Watson return ruin your Browns fandom? As well, more on the possibility of Deshaun getting back in. Plenty to come for you guys tonight. Of course, you can chime in at 216-474-0092. You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake, so we can get to our social media reactions. Powered by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. But we got the Daryl Ryder, our very own Cleveland Sports, Cleveland Browns beat reporter, coming to you guys at 8 o'clock to help break down OTAs and what's upcoming for the Browns as well. The station buzz at 7:40. Get a grip as we always do at 9. And change your mind. We'll bring in Michael Markoch in the 10 o'clock hour to go through and do it again. But right now, 216-474-0092. Would a Deshaun Watson return ruin your Browns fandom? And I simply couldn't blame you if it does. How could I go in any way and blame you if that's the case? But I want to hear from you guys, so make sure you jump in there. You hit me up on X. We're going to have a lot coming up for you guys. A ton to talk. More Browns coming in the 8 o'clock hour following Daryl as well. We'll get to some Guardians as well as Cavs. We're going to cover our bases. We're going to get to just about everything you can imagine tonight. So make sure you chime in here, as we'll be with you on Overtime with Jake Volnick up until 11 tonight right here on The Fan. I'm not letting an individual move take me off of rooting for the team that I've spent my entire life rooting for, who's made plenty of bad decisions, even within my life within the last two decades, but certainly well beyond that as well. It's just, but I can see how it would. Okay, it's not, if you say, I certainly, this would be one of the last straws for me in, you know, actually buying into the Browns. I can't say I'd blame you. Like, going through, you should be angry if you see Deshaun. Because they've given you every indication this offseason that, yeah, like, Deshaun's going to come in. He's employed by the team. You're handing him a contract. He's going to come in. He's going to work out. He's going to be around the team. That's fine. That's something that's going to happen. But at the same time, allowing him to be around the team and bringing him in for meetings and allowing him to, you know, work out, exercise at the team facilities, and even throw passes to the team's receivers like we saw on his Instagram yesterday. That's all one thing. Actually going out and rebuying into the Deshaun Watson experiment in some degree and saying, you know what, you can play quarterback for this team again, I think is a whole nother thing. Because as we go through and we look at it, there's no possible way that anybody is viewing Deshaun Watson as a quarterback that the Browns can legitimately move forward with. That's not even a relevant topic of thought in my mind. Deshaun's out, not dealing with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So if you go through and commit to him for even a single game this year, why? Right? We've talked all offseason long. The process this season is to find the quarterback of the future. Is he in the building right now? Or do I have to go find him in the 2026 class? Going to Deshaun doesn't help you find those answers. Going to Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, Shedeur Sanders, those are your answers. Those are the guys that you actually find something out about what this team has in store, not for 2025 in a, you know, vacuum, but what they have going forward for the next 5 to 10 years. And can I count on this guy to maybe get this team back to where we're all expecting them to climb back to, which is hopefully going through and competing for an actual Super Bowl, a championship, and bringing something to Cleveland. Deshaun doesn't get you there, even if. And I think this is a real possibility that when he's healthy this year, is the best quarterback in the room. The most talented, the guy who makes the offense actually move. Unless that offense is going to go out and produce and Deshaun's going to look like a top 10 quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, there's no reality in that. And I'd be stunned if that was ever the case. I've seen it play out. I know the fan base and how they feel on him. You're over it. And rightfully so, you're over it. So even if Deshaun's better than Kenny Pickett, and you're going through and you look at your rookies and say, these guys probably aren't ready. Throwing them out there is not going to be of the benefit of the rookie quarterback. Well, at some point you have to value, I think, what the future of the Cleveland Browns is over what you think the individual player is ready for. Because you know what's in front of you. You knew that bringing back Myles Garrett was not, oh, let's just keep a really good player in Cleveland just so fans have hope and have somebody that they're attached to back in the building. It was with the idea that this team goes through a one-year retool, and then by 2026, they're back and ready to compete, go into the playoffs, and actually have hopes of making deep playoff runs. Right? That was the entire conversation. As Miles is looking for a trade, it was, all right, as we go through and actually do this thing, at some point, as you look towards the Browns doing something, it was about Myles Garrett getting onto a competitive team because his window is closing on being a great defensive end. It's closer to ending than it is starting. So you need to maximize Myles Garrett. It's why he wanted out. Bringing back Deshaun Watson is not going to make this team and their window fly open. The fan base won't be behind it. If I had to take a wild, stab in the dark, but it's actually just me with my eyes half closed and the lights fully on and bright, I would say that Myles Garrett probably wouldn't want Deshaun back either. I think that's a very fair assumption to make. So if you're the Browns, you go through, and it's not just about making the fan base happy, but I think making that locker room happy and putting this team in the best position to move forward and actually be a competitor in the future. And that's finding a young quarterback, a quarterback that you develop and you roll with from start to finish. Deshaun wasn't supposed to be a quote-unquote reclamation project, but in some capacity, that's what it turned into. He's clearly not what he was. Let's see if we can get him back on track. And then we found that out and that was going to be the process pretty darn early on in this entire thing. It's no longer reclamation project season. Not with a quarterback that's not, at age 25 and getting that done, or younger in case of one of these rookies, right? It's Kenny Pickett. It's actually 26. Or going through and finding a quarterback that you're going to get somewhere beyond that. Again, 216-474-0092. Would a Deshaun Watson return ruin your Browns fandom? Let's go out to the phones and talk to Uncle Kenny's in Cleveland. What's going on, Uncle Kenny?
Hey, what's up, guys, man? Tell me welcome back, because y'all changed y'all number and I'm just getting it back today. But at any event, as far as Deshaun Watson is concerned, it's like twofold to me. The first fold of it is he didn't lose confidence, but he tried to change himself into something that he wasn't, and that's a pocket passer. But he was dead set on being a pocket passer. But the Browns' offense really wasn't predicated to that. And the coach didn't realize this, but by him being the $230 million man, the coach rolled with what Deshaun Watson was his program. But then it didn't work out and the coach did not recognize that. Now at this point right here, this point in the game right here, when you got like a four quarterback room, before him, because he's not in, and you got two young studs in there in Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders. And I am a fan of Kenny Pickett, no doubt about that, because I've seen his college career too, you know, and he's not a loser. Kenny Pickett is not a loser. But you got these people, Flacco, because of who he is and his age and stuff like that. I don't mean to discredit him or anything like that, but as far as age is concerned, he's out of the picture, and that's no doubt about it. And Kevin Stefanski, if he was on the win now, this and that and that and this, he would it would be Kenny Pickett, Gabriel Dillon, and Shedeur Sanders in my room. I wouldn't even think about Deshaun Watson. I think he in the past, he let time go by, and the age of the Browns or the maturation of the Browns, coaching, players, and things like that go by him. And it's unfortunate because he wasn't able to realize his potential in thinking that he was a pocket passer. He is not a pocket passer. And I'm just saying that the times has went by, the time of window have went by on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, and Kenny, I would fully agree, and I appreciate the call. You have gone past, and I don't know that I fully buy into that. I don't think Deshaun thought he was being a pocket passer. I think that you can honestly clearly see in the way that he played, especially in a game last year, in the handful that he did end up playing, that you see Deshaun trying to work out of the pocket. And a lot of the problems on why they struggled to block for Deshaun was because we're sitting there and actually rolling out and the offensive line essentially not knowing where they're blocking for. But realistically, the type of quarterback that works in a Kevin Stefanski system that we've seen work have been more of the pocket passer type. Right? And not that they can't move, but you're expected to be in a certain spot and make your delivery from that spot. Even with Baker, who the Browns did, believe it or not, move around a decent amount. Right? A lot of bootlegs, a lot of play action where it wasn't just him sitting back, drop back in the pocket, you know, five-step, seven-step drop and release. There's a lot of, okay, roll out to your left and unorthodox roll out and throw as a right-handed quarterback while moving to your left. I think a lot of what happened with Deshaun, honestly, we can go through and attribute to not buying into the system fully, because I don't think we ever really watched him play in the Kevin Stefanski system and actually try to emulate what needs to be done as a Kevin Stefanski quarterback. Deshaun, from the very get-go, did not want to run play action, did not want to go under center, was not comfortable turning his back on the play and reading a field late after things have already started to develop. And that's a key part to the offense. But yes, the time has gone. It has passed you by, and you've gone and you've seen these things. Even if Deshaun right now said, you know what, I was wrong, let me buy into the Kevin Stefanski system, let me go back, let me try to do what you want me to do, and I can be a quarterback that can work with this team. It's like, that's great, but sorry, Deshaun, I need you to do that 3 years ago. That one was when the opportunity was actually available to you. Right? At some point, even if you still have the ability to go play quarterback for somebody else, which is something that I don't necessarily believe in for Deshaun, but even if you did have that opportunity and have that ability, you don't now. I don't want to see it happen now. It's not about making good on the $230 million contract or what's left of that contract. It's now about finding somebody that it can have for the next few years. And that was supposed to be Deshaun. He's supposed to be the quarterback that's going to step in and be here with you for a long time. But you've gone through and you've tried to play that out, and it's no longer in that process. Again, 216-474-0092. Let's go back out of the phones. Keith is in University Heights. What's going on, Keith?
Yeah, hi. I just have a question and a comment. Do you believe Tim Stefanski is a quality NFL head coach?
I think it depends on where you lay the word quality. I think he's a solid NFL head coach. I'm willing to go good at this point in time, and what we've seen out of him as a Browns head coach, I would not call him a great NFL head coach.
Okay, because I agree with some of your comments that you made about Deshaun Watson and not fitting into the, you know, the Kevin Stefanski scheme. But the sad thing is, a quality coach coaches to the strength of his players. Mm-hmm. And that coach failed to do that with Deshaun Watson. When Deshaun Watson was drafted by the Houston Texans, I thought for sure there was no way that guy would have any chance of succeeding because of Bill O'Brien's past schemes that he coached. You know, Tom Brady and at Penn State, you know, the traditional drop-back schemes.
Right.
And I was like, boy, I don't get that drafting at all. But guess what? He adapted to Deshaun Watson's skill set and coached to his strengths, which a quality coach is supposed to do. Kevin Stefanski failed to do that miserably. And I just don't see why everybody in this town believes this guy is a quality coach when a quality coach, you know, adapts to his players. And this guy has failed to do that. And every quarterback that he's coached here has played worse under him, except for perhaps Joe Flacco. Even a stiff like P.J. Walker had better statistics and won more games with Carolina than he did with Cleveland. His stats with Cleveland were terrible. One touchdown pass, five picks, I think, 48% completion percentage. And in Carolina, he threw like 55% completion percentage. I think it was 3-2 as a starter. So I don't get this fallacy that this guy's a quality coach.
Yeah, I think that there's a little something to dig into there, Keith, and I appreciate the call. I think that there's a little back and forth on where you have to look. I always draw back on something that our good friend, Coach Riz, Lance Reisland, who joins us from time to time from Cleveland.com, says. And it's essentially that a coach only knows what he knows, right? And there's these systems that they run, and they're very comfortable in running these systems. And yes, great coaches can adapt and mold their system to do that. And that's a like top tier NFL. You're looking at like a Kyle Shanahan, who I think still drafts quarterbacks more so to fit his system than anything else. But you're looking at these top tier coaches across history that have been able to work with multiple different types of quarterbacks and adapt their scheme to them. But Kevin Stefanski got to be a head coach and got to be a strong offensive mind because he built an offense and has taken that offense and essentially perfected it and been able to run it, right? I think you saw that in times with Baker, and you saw that at times, even in the short time period with Joe Flacco, where you go through and like, yeah, the Kevin Stefanski system works. The offense moves if he does everything that's needed. I think they thought they were going to be able to make an adjustment with Deshaun Watson and get him to go into that system. I think that's where the more hard-headedness came in from Deshaun. They were willing to go through the adjustments to try to make him work into the system, and I don't know that Deshaun fully bought into that. The Browns and Kevin Stefanski by no means are void of criticism in this entire conversation either. Everybody failed from top to bottom in the Deshaun Watson experiment. But I think you look at what Kevin's done, you know, with guys like Flacco, with guys even like Baker, and taking him all the way up until essentially being one play away from an AFC championship game. He's gone through.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And proven it in multiple times with quarterbacks that shouldn't have been there and been able to make it work. Again, 216-474-0092. If you guys want to jump in about Deshaun and whether or not a return as the Browns quarterback would ruin your fandom as well, come your way in about 5 minutes. We'll get to the most pressing things said by our station's guest today with the Station Buzz. Daryl Ryder, 8 o'clock as well. I want to get some of you guys in on this conversation regarding Deshaun Watson and if a return would ruin your Browns fandom, or you can jump in at 216-474-0092. Of course, as always, on X, at Volnick Jake, V-O-L-I-N-E-C Jake as well. Let's go out to the phones. Let's talk to Ron in Bedford. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, how are you doing, Jake?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, man. Hey, fandom is about loving your teams, all right? No matter what, we're spectators. It's entertainment. I hope for the best. Christ, I'm 69 years old. I've seen a lot of bad times, but I've also seen good. You know, you just hope for the best. You know, whoever they put in there, I hope they do what they got to do. You know?
Yeah, I absolutely, Ron. I appreciate the call. I think for a lot of people, it goes beyond that, though. And, like, I think you have a very good thought process on it, and I think that works for a lot of people, and it does, and it's probably the way that we all should view it. But I think for a lot of people, when you see incompetent move after incompetent move, it wears on you as a fan. It hurts to have to go through and sort of live through those moments over and over again and then feel like the team consistently cannot make a right decision. And I know Browns fans, and I know a lot of people, I can't tell you how many calls we take where I hear somebody go, you know what, season tickets, not doing them again, not happening. And then, you know, we come up on the season, and there's still plenty of season tickets sold. People still go to the games. Browns fans are loyal. I get that, and the fandom does run deep, but it's not as easy as just to be like, I'm not paying attention to the Browns anymore. This city loves football. Browns fans love football. And as much, you know, terror as we've been put through, you continue to support the team and love the game. I just think a move like that, I don't know that it ruins it for a lot of people, but I think it certainly kills a 2025 season and definitely, most definitely gets people very riled up. And it's not something they're going to agree with. Let's keep it going. Let's go to Greg is in Twinsburg. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Greg. What do you got?
So listen, your caller a few calls ago nailed it with Kevin Stefanski.
Yep.
You can't. You gotta like adjust to what your team has. I'm tired of like hearing these things about, oh, this guy will be a great fit in the system. Yada yada yada. You gotta figure out how to use every guy in the system, your own system.
Yeah. So, I mean, Greg, for part of it, and I agree, and I appreciate the call as always, I think that we're looking at a guy, and Kevin Stefanski, like, coaches do run systems every single time. Jim Schwartz has coached, I mean, several outstanding, top-of-the-league-type defenses he still drafts guys based on his system, based on sort of that, you know, the wide nine technique and everything else that everyone goes crazy about with Jim Schwartz. Like, he finds linebackers that are fast, quick, aggressive. He likes to predicate his defense on a four-man rush. He likes to get guys involved and guys that can get to the pass rusher and sort of rely on those guys to be an efficient part of, you know, going through and actually stopping the pass and making sure that the pass is not effective, not just because you have good corners, which are, of course, great to have, but because the quarterback's under so much duress. So you watch the way that Jim Schwartz tries to build out his defense. I think it's predicated on a lot of that. You watch the way that the 49ers, who have been in multiple Super Bowls, go about finding their quarterbacks. Everyone outside of Trey Lance, who was there for, I don't know, 3 minutes, has fit exactly what Kyle Shanahan wants to run. Right? Brock Purdy was not drafted as Mr. Irrelevant because they thought he was going to be an absolute diamond in the rough and was going to be a superstar. Brock Purdy was drafted because they looked at a seventh rounder and go, that's the type of guy that fits our system. It'd be a shame if somebody else ended up going and getting him. I think it's sort of the same thing. And a lot of times with Kevin Stefanski, of just, I'm going to get guys that fit. I'm going to get guys that are going to through and do what I need to do. And in a lot of ways in 2024, I think why the Browns failed is because they have an offensive line that has prided themselves and been built to be elite run blockers, and you ask them to block for a quarterback that is constantly in shotgun. It's not their strength. Everything that they did well was get downhill, get a little bit of momentum, be able to swing some holes open and have your running back burst through them. It's the reason why Jerome Ford still managed to run for 5 yards per carry. His own explosive ability, but also an offensive line that's a great run blocking offensive line. They've built things that work, and they work in the Stefanski system. A lot of last year, to me, was the exact opposite of things not working because you didn't buy into that system. You didn't stick to it, and it was the complete opposite. You took a bunch of guys, and you have to run something. You have to run something you're comfortable with, and you didn't have the proper roster fit to do it. Every single team drafts in some degree based on scheme fit. Right? Especially with long-standing head coaches. You bring in a new head coach, okay, maybe now I give you rookie quarterback. How are you going to make him fit the scheme? Make that guy work. But in a lot of ways, it's you're going to take guys that make sense for you, unless it's undeniable talent. And the Browns did not have, despite Deshaun being what he was, an undeniable talent at quarterback. Even Baker, who I thought was a okay fit for the Stefanski scheme, was not drafted by Kevin Stefanski and the Andrew Berry regime. It was a little bit different. Like, he still made things work with him. He still sort of fit the system, but it's still not his prime guy. Like, I'm not going to go up here and constantly go to bat and swing for Kevin Stefanski because I don't think he's perfect, and I think there are definitely places that he's missed. And, you know, if you consider him on the hot seat within, you know, the next 2 years, that's rightfully so. Because we can't just sit back and continue to not have winning seasons and not make impacts in the playoffs. But I think that's the way that most teams operate in going through and not just drafting players to draft players unless, you know, it's a first-round talent and then maybe switching things up like your head coach to get somebody that fits that quarterback. But instead, when you're talking about those second sometimes even and then much more so in the third through seventh-round picks, you want to draft guys who fit to do what you want to do. Slip one more call in here real quick. Jason's in a car. What's going on, Jason?
Hi, thanks for taking my call, man.
Hey, man, what's going on?
All right. I just wanted to kind of, you were talking about Deshaun Watson and it kind of went into Kevin Stefanski. And I feel like the two are intertwined because it never would have happened with Deshaun Watson if Kevin Stefanski would have done his job as the head coach. Baker Mayfield was hurt. He hurt his shoulder. It was obvious it was affecting his play. And the head coach that knows what to do has to step in when a player, you know, you want a player that'll play hurt and say, I'm not coming out. I'm coming out on the stretcher if I come out. That's great. You know, that was Kevin Stefanski's time to say, hey, I love your fire. I love your willingness, but I got to step in here and say, we're going to get that repaired. You're going to have the rest of the season off, but we need you for next year. He let him play and get hurt worse. And you just don't do that. And if that didn't happen, the Deshaun Watson thing would have never happened. They never would have went after Deshaun Watson if they would have gotten Baker Mayfield his surgery and waited until next year, you know, to have him come back. And the debacle, because anybody could have seen that Deshaun Watson was headed downhill fast. You know, I mean, that wasn't on Stefanski so much with, you know, going and giving him all that money.
Right.
But, I mean, Jesus made so many bad decisions as a head coach. And it seems like everybody outside of Cleveland realizes and knows that it was a joke that he got coach of the year, especially the first time. Because the only reason he got it is because he pulled off the equivalent of, like, teaching an alpaca algebra. He got the Browns to the playoffs. Wow, here you go. It wasn't a real – there was more deserving coaches for coach of the year. I mean, I really think the guy has no business being a head coach. He should be an offensive coordinator. I think that he's done a lot of damage.
Yep, I appreciate you making the call. We're up against it, but I got to let you go. But I do appreciate it. And I think you made good points, including an alpaca algebra. That was pretty good. Yeah, I think for the Baker stuff real quick here, was a lot of you were trying to figure out if Baker was going to be the quarterback of the future. Baker knew he was playing for a contract extension. Kevin Stefanski also, in some degree, was probably coaching for his job in that moment. I think there's a flaw to both of those where Baker, you result to the guy knowing his own body. And then also, yeah, Kevin probably, you know, missed the ball a little bit on that one. Mike D also jumping in, which I think was good. I would agree with these callers. If the players themselves weren't saying the opposite, didn't Conklin and Batonio both make comments criticizing the team for catering to Deshaun, which indeed they did. All right. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Daryl Ryder, our very own Cleveland Sports Beat reporter. Going to talk to him. Stadium, Browns moving forward, Deshaun and more. It's in about 5 minutes here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.